So we've got Holly Arrowsmith on the line. She's got a new single called Farewell. It came out last Friday. It's from A Dawn to Remember, which is coming out in June. Holly, are you there?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
Just sitting at my house in Christchurch.
Oh, awesome. Because the first thing that I want to talk about the album and about the single is the timeline, because you've been working on it for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, I have.
And where did you start the writing process? Because part of the album is about you moving from place to place, right?
Mm. Yeah, I grew up in Arrowtown, and I started writing this album the day that I moved from Arrowtown to Auckland, and I actually drove. So it took me a few weeks. I kind of took a road trip, but started penning this song, Farewell, as I left my hometown. And I kind of continued writing the album over the next couple years, and once it was ready to record, a couple friends and I went down to Colwick Bay in Southland, a tiny little town on the coast, and we took a bunch of recording gear down to a batch and started recording it there, and I finished it at the Sitting Room in Littleton with Ben Edwards.
Oh, awesome. So it was like a little retreat with you and your friends.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were there for 2 weeks. There's nothing really down there except for a pub, and there's a cat that sits at the bar and drinks its water off the bar.
That's quite nice. The album, A Dawn to Remember, is quite a hard-hitting title. When you read it, it really draws you in. Is there any story behind how you came up with the album title?
Yeah, I have to correct you. It's a dawn I remember.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. But I find it hard to name songs and albums. It's often the last thing that I do. And I had a feeling that I would read the title somewhere, and that would kind of be my inspiration. And I read a lot of poetry before naming the album, trying to kind of find something that fit, and I was reading Rumi, and there's a poem that has that line in it, and it just really hit me, and I knew that it was, I don't know,
it stood out. It stands out the same way that it stood out to you, the same way that it stood out to me when I first saw it. Let's talk about the themes of the albums, inspirations, events, people. What was a key, like, overarching theme for the whole album?
I don't typically write. I don't sit down and say I'm going to write an album. I just write as things come to me and as experiences happen. And I think because I wrote a lot of these songs in a condensed period of time, they really do carry similar themes. And I guess when I moved away from Arrowtown, I was 20, and I'd never lived anywhere else since I was a child. I was actually born in America, but moved over here when I was 4. And it was, you know, leaving didn't feel like such a hard thing to do. I kind of felt like it was time to branch out and broaden my horizons and kind of get out of my comfort zone. And I felt ready to leave. But once I'd left, it hit me how much, a part of me belongs there, and even in the landscapes and everything that, I don't know, kind of formed me. And I just felt this intense loss, like someone had died almost.
I think it's something that quite a few people will kind of, it's very relatable in the way that when people move out go away for quite a long time, they'll be able to feel this way. And it's good that you've kind of encapsulated it into your music.
Yeah, so there's definitely themes of that, of kind of homesickness, and but also kind of a homesickness for a time that you can't return to.
And so the album kind of lines up to be kind of releasing smack bang in the middle of June, which is going to be in the middle of winter, and the single Farewell, it's got that kind of, like, warmth to it. Is there a reason why it kind of ties into the timeline of releasing it in winter? Was there any reasoning behind that?
There actually wasn't. I wish there was. But yeah, it kind of just, it's been a quite a long process. I actually started recording at the end of 2016, finished halfway through last year, and then I did a Kickstarter to fundraise, paying for it, the whole thing. Mm. And that process was interrupted a few times with different events, like my grandpa passed away and I had to go to America, and life happens and it didn't really go according to my plan. So I wanted to release it last year and it just didn't happen. So
yeah. Life gets in the way. What was it like crowdfunding that? Was it the first time that you'd done that?
It's the second time, but a significantly larger sum that I was after. And it was really crazy. I guess it was pretty ambitious. I think I was aiming for 21,000, and I kind of thought, well, if I don't reach it, at least I tried.
Aim high.
And I almost probably believed that I wouldn't reach it. And
You exceeded it though, right, in the end?
Yeah,
and
I exceeded it. It was really amazing to watch. I think crowdfunding tends to go, it goes really fast at the beginning and people are jumping on the bandwagon, and then throughout the middle kind of slows down and you really wonder if you're going to make it, and then at the end people kind of really get together and
rally for it.
Rally, and it was incredible to watch.
Awesome.
I was blown away, yeah.
About the first single, did you know that it would be the first single when you were writing it? Because you were saying that you wrote it, it was the first one that you wrote when you started writing on the album. Did you know that it was going to be the single?
No, I didn't. Yeah, and I actually released one other single before this called Love Together at the beginning of the year. I didn't think about it being a single. I just worked that out later, I guess.
Yeah, how did you pick it out from the other tracks on the album then?
Yeah, it's really hard, actually, and it's hard ordering the songs too. But I put a lot of thought into it and listened over and over and over and sent it to a few other people to get their opinions. But, yeah, I think it felt like a song that a lot of people might be able to resonate with. And, I think I picked it for that reason.
And the video, because the video is very cinematic, lots of really awesome locations. How involved were you in the making of the video?
Yeah, it was actually, it looks incredible, and it looks like maybe there'd be a whole team behind it, but there was just three of us. There was Teresa Fryer, who's a Brisbane-based videographer, myself and my sister, who kind of stars in the video.
Is it Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie.
I was wondering what the relation was.
Yeah.
What was it like working with your sister on it?
It was really cool, and she's 19 and would have been 18 when we filmed it, so it was quite, I guess the parallel we were trying to draw was she's almost like a young me in the video, and she's leaving kind of this pure place of nature, and there's some kind of impending thing ahead. And yeah, it was really fun. We just went to Lewis Pass and Arthur's Pass and kind of all through Canterbury, and just found beautiful spots along the way and came together beautifully.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time out of your day to talk to us. Congrats on the single, and I'm definitely looking forward to the album. We're going to play Farewell now for all our listeners, and definitely go check out the video because it's very awesome, and we look forward to what's to come.
Thanks, Hunter.
Farewell, I'll miss you something fierce. The place I grew, the love I knew for all my dawning years. Sister, don't you cry, I see tears behind your willow eyes. Just promise me you'll call so I can hear you smile once in a while. See, I'm going to a forest where the river's black with sin. Play my guitar there, will you welcome me in or spit me out again? I you worry, oh, I'll be back someday. See, every child must go their way, but in my heart you'll stay. Mountains, will you miss me? Spit me out again.